A cut price COVID rent clause slipped into legislation at the last minute has blindsided some property managers. The amendment to the Property Law Act would mean commercial tenants won't have to pay full rent if they can't do business as usual due to COVID restrictions. Landlords can only demand a fair proportion of what's due, and both sides have to agree on that amount. Leonie Freemans, the CEO of the Property Council, and joins me now. Leonie, what's the problem with this?
Well, there's a number of key issues. The first one, that this has come through without any consultation with the industry, either landlords or tenants. And what we see is that my first reaction to this is that it's a great day to be a lawyer, because all it's going to do is create a whole lot more uncertainty and litigation when we want businesses focusing on getting back to business. The second thing is that the vast majority of landlords and tenants have already come to some agreement. So what we've effectively done is the government's created a sledgehammer to crack a nut. And, you know, the focus really needed to be on the areas where the tenants are really vulnerable, particularly in hospitality and that sort of thing. And then what we're looking at is, what is actually a fair proportion of rent mean? And it's done nothing to address ambiguity. So it doesn't mean, if you're an office, for example, and you've carried on your business from home and had no impact on your income to the business, do you get rent relief? Or if you're a retail business that was shut in lockdown, but when you came back had an absolute boom in the next month or two, you know, what's a fair proportion? And none of that's been resolved. And even here's a curious one, Lisa, is that the government itself has a large number of tenancies right throughout the country. So are they looking for rent reductions? And could this be seen as a little bit of self-interest?
So, Leonie, when you say there's been no consultation, did you ask to be included in the discussion?
Yes, we did. So we work closely with government and many of the ministers over a vast array of things, whether it's housing, development, construction, opening up the buildings, you know, at various levels, shopping centres, all that sort of thing. We wrote to Minister Farfoy about a month ago and said, look, if you were looking at this issue, please come back to us. We're happy to work with you, like I know many of the other interested organisations did. And we received no response. And in fact, the minister in the media comments seemed to be indicating that was supporting the stance that, you know, the landlords and tenants took to sort it out amongst themselves. So this came absolutely out of nowhere. I'm just gobsmacked with it.
Are you saying that you believe the government purposely hid this from you till the last minute?
Well, we don't know anything, because, I mean, have they just created it today? Because we knew nothing about it, and I've heard nothing about this despite trying to do that. And I mean, I think it actually raises a bigger issue too, which is around the sanctity of commercial contracts, because does this mean next week the government's going to override every mortgage contract in the country to say that if you've been impacted by COVID, you don't have to pay your mortgage? Or are they going to do this with insurance payments or rates?
They say that they're offering mediation services and arbitration services. Is it unreasonable to, well, expect some grown adults to sit down and work out what is a fair proportion when something totally out of the blue, like a pandemic, means they can't even access their premises to do business?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. But what I'm saying, Lisa, is a lot of the industry, the vast majority of landlords and tenants have already done that.
Well, then this doesn't apply to them, does it, Leonie? Sorry to interrupt, but what this says, it will take effect from today, but if you've already got some kind of adjusted rent clause in your contract already, you're sweet. You just go with that. It's for the people who don't have any protection.
That's right. But you explain this to me, Lisa. If you're a business and you're an office and you've been operating and there's been no impact to your income, but you've been working from home, should you get a reduction in your rent?
Really appreciate you joining us. That is Leonie Freeman, who's the Property Council CEO.